Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
And early as expected, Elliot Friedman joins the show here on TV on MSG and on the radio WGR 550 with the Instigators. He is Sportsnet Hockey Night in Canada insider, and he's on Twitter. Just type in Elliot Friedman or Freed, G-E-H-N-I-C. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing? That good, eh?
You're part of the problem.
I am. What did I do now?
What the hell was your text about? What was your quote? I read 31 thoughts.
I'm so sorry. It was
No. Stop.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Andrew.
Stop.
I really am.
I read it whether I'm expecting me to be there or not. So when I start at one and I get to, you're Lindy Ruff, I move down. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be next. No, it's going to be next. Next, 31. I'm like, maybe this is the week he starts 32.
No.
So anyway, I was teasing it yesterday. I'm like, take a look at Elliot's 31 thoughts. I think I'm going to make an appearance. So I'm a liar. And I thought the Wild won the other night. So that, so everything's going wrong, Elliot. So thank you. I accept your apology. No explanation needed. There's a great, great 31.
Thanks, bud.
Who did I get bumped for?
It's not that simple. you didn't really get bumped. This week was a crazy week. I don't know why, but I like to drop it on Tuesdays, and the last couple Tuesdays have been insane.
Yeah.
Two Tuesdays ago was the day Berkey and Ron Hextall got hired.
Right.
And this Tuesday was the day that that Arizona story dropped. So you're sitting there by Katie Strang and you're sitting there saying, okay, how do I follow this up and what do I have to do? So it was a little crazy.
So when you're talking about the Arizona story, you're talking about the information that was quote unquote allegedly stolen and things like that with the reporter?
No, the whole story, really. There was something at the end of that story that, really threw some people around the league for a loop. And that is that they were being investigated for misappropriating funds for something called the Industry Growth Fund. And basically what that is, for people who aren't familiar with it, is that is money that comes from revenue sharing from the bigger teams to the bigger revenue teams, the smaller revenue teams, to grow hockey in your community. And, they're investigating it, obviously, someone is, to find out if it's true. And, some of these teams that make more money, they're already annoyed enough that they give money to smaller revenue teams and then beat them in the standings in the playoffs. And now they're going to say, what? Like, that money's not being used properly. So I think everybody's trying to get to the bottom of that one.
Well, I hope they do.
Sounds like someone's trying to.
Yeah. Instigators, Elliot Friedman joining us. So, was the Sabres COVID stoppage holding up any trades?
I do think there was at least one trade that was held up that was at least damaged by the COVID stoppage, but that one did not involve Buffalo. I think that was another situation potentially. You know, like a guy I've seen and heard some of the trade proposals that you guys have talked about. You know, I know you guys are talking a lot about Jeff Skinner. You know, I think it's going to be incredibly, incredibly difficult to get someone to take that contract right now. I never like to say impossible, because there have been times over the years that I think a contract is untradeable and it gets traded. You know, I just think that right now with the pandemic and the pandemic economics, I think it makes it extremely, like, nobody wants to take on money. Nobody, Andrew, wants to take on money.
But what about a team that already has a contract on their team that does not make sense at all for their hockey team?
How many years are left in Skinner's deals? Six after this one.
Right? So six after this year.
And let me just check while I'm here, let me just check the structure. Just because you've got to be talking about, like, so let's just say you have a deal that you don't like, Craig. Are you gonna trade for Jeff Skinner's contract if your contract has less term or less cash on it? Like if you look at Skinner's deal, and first of all, he has a no move clause. He has to agree to it. Okay.
You think he's going to turn it down?
Well, it depends. Like, you know,
with what's going on right now in his situation,
everybody's different.
He's a good hockey player. He's put up a lot of points in this league, put up a lot of goals in this league. And right now with what's happening with him, is he's in a sinking ship, and it's almost at the bottom.
Okay, yeah. So let's just I'll worry about that in a second, but I'm just looking at the structure of his deal. He's got $10 million the next 4 years, including one big bonus, and then $12 million the last 2 years. So you're talking about $52 million for 6 years. Let's just say you want to make a trade. Is there a team that's going to take that over a contract they already have? So the chances are, and again, I'm only saying this like just off the top of my head. If you're trading for that deal, if you're trading for that deal, chances are the Sabres are going to have to take a deal that's more money than that one. What do you think the chances are the Sabres are going to want to do that? Did someone talk about Vlasic the other day?
Yeah.
So Vlasic's deal is less than Skinner's. If you're the Sabres, of course you're going to do that. But with the Sharks deal.
Hear me out when I say this. So you have, and you brought up a good team, which is an interesting team. And I'm just going to throw a hypothetical out there. You're trying to find a way to move Jeff Skinner to a better situation.
Right.
Obviously, financially for the Sabres. And you're looking at a team that has a contract that does not financially make any sense. Number one, they have Erik Karlsson that makes $11 million, and they have Brent Burns who makes $8 million. They also have Edward Vlasic who makes $7 million.
Yep.
He has 5 years left on his contract.
Yep.
Okay. After this year.
Yep.
So yes, you're going to be paying him $7 million. And Jeff Skinner's $9 million, but you're not going even for even. We're talking the San Jose Sharks are going to want a first round draft pick. They're going to want, a young high end prospect.
I'm not doing
a roster player.
I'm not doing it if I'm Buffalo.
Why is that?
Because Craig, I think at that point in time, you're digging. It's like the cycle of, a cycle of badness, right? At some point in time, you have to find your way out of that, okay? And I am not knocking Sabres fans. Buffalo and the NHL is blessed with the way that people in Buffalo love hockey. But it's been 10 years of this, right? One playoff berth in 10 years. At some point in time, you have to try to find ways to pull yourself out of it. Trading first rounders and high prospects, it doesn't make sense.
Replacing players is your start.
You've got player it. Craig, this is a young person's. This is a young man's league now.
But we're talking about one first rounder.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do
it. You're talking about one first rounder.
I wouldn't do it.
And you're moving out a guy that is basically taking a massive hole in your salary cap. Mark Edward Velasquez. I don't know why we're using him, but we're using him as an example. Mark Edward Velasquez would be a useful piece right now in the Sabres lineup. He would be a top four defenseman without question. In San Jose, they lack goal scoring. They lack offensive talent. I think Jeff Skinner there would have a new lease on life, and the money fits for both teams, but it's a little bit different because Jeff Skinner makes a few million dollars more, but you're going to make up that with giving a first round draft pick. You look at the Sabres right now, they picked Jack Quinn. They got John Paterka that they moved up for. These guys are going to be playing in the NHL. You have Dylan Cousins, Ryan Johnson, two first round draft picks. Eric Portillo, who's a great up-and-coming goaltender. I mean, they've got depth in their system.
Craig, I understand your point of view. If I was in charge, I wouldn't do it. And there's a couple of things to unpack here. Number one, Buffalo's first rounder, if this goes the way it's going this year, is going to be a really high pick. I'm not trading that pick to move Jeff Skinner's deal. I understand why an owner might think that's a good idea. But if I was the general manager or I was anybody who had influence with the owner, I would throw myself in front of a train to protect that, prevent that from happening. I think it's
so just, what do you do with Jeff Skinner then?
And the other thing I would just say is if you're San Jose's owner, think about it from an owner's point of view.
Yeah.
Who would you rather write checks for? Mark Edward Vlasic with his contract remaining or Jeff Skinner with his contract remaining? And keep in mind, we're in a pandemic.
But it's also what you're getting beyond that. You have San Jose Sharks. They're in a rebuild. They're looking to take on, you know, maybe a little bit of salary to get that first round draft pick, to maybe get another prospect, because they're looking to build something. This is maybe something that they would be interested in.
Maybe, but I'm not doing it. I think it is the wrong, like draft picks are all lottery tickets, right? But some lottery tickets are worth more than others. I'm not moving. You're right. But like, you've got good prospects there. Like, these guys look good. They have chances. But I think if you're Buffalo, your responsibility is to add to the chances, not trade them to remove a contract.
I know Riv will continue to argue this till he's blue in the teeth, which is fine. But I think I appreciated Tim Murray's vision back when he was making all these deals for Bogosian and Kane and other guys and Kulikov and all these guys he tried to bring in, but he gave away a lot of our young assets, like gave away our, you know, first round picks, gave away our Mia, gave away a bunch of good young prospects and picks and stuff. So, and now we're trying to reaccumulate those two still, Craig, while trying to build on the fly. But I'm with you. There's got to be, you wonder if that's Seattle. I mean, I don't see them taking Skinner, but you wonder if you pick up half his salary and you, but I don't want to give up that first, as you mentioned, Elliot, if things keep going the way they're going.
No, Instigators, you can't do that.
Instigators, Elliot Friedman joining us here. I want to ask you a question. I don't want to talk about this, but I want to ask you a question because I want to know how you see things. We've had a lot of calls the last couple of days and some people are suggesting lots of different things. You can understand if, you know, when fans are unhappy, but trading Jack Eichel was a conversation that came up back in the summer. When I say the summer, I mean the off season. So what is that? November, October,
October. Yeah.
That came up and people are saying that, do you ever, I'm not suggesting they should, but I'm asking you, do you ever see that as a possibility?
Yes.
That didn't take very long. I thought you'd maybe think about that for a second.
Well,
I've heard in radio, 7 seconds is awkward silence. I thought you would have given it five.
No. Obviously, the way the Sabres came back out of the break with two really rough losses has started a lot of talk about, you know, what could be happening here. Look, we know that this was something that came up last summer. Okay. And I don't know that it was ever close. The feeling I've always had is that Buffalo knew that Eichel was unhappy They asked Eichel to take a step last year, and he really did. We talked about how much of a step that Eichel took last year. And still, when it came to team success, it just didn't really go anywhere. And now you look at where it is this year, and you know he's going to be frustrated. And there were conversations last year, but what I was told was the Sabres just said, we are not ready to do this. We are not ready. Teams made offers. It was communicated that he was restless. I don't think he ever asked for a trade. I don't think it ever got that far, but he was restless and teams knew it. And the Sabres took some offers and said, no, we're not ready to do this.
What kind of offers were they getting?
What would be the market for him?
It would be big. It would be big.
Like unmovable big? Like Marty brought up a point in our text group yesterday. He said it would be almost too many assets that a team wouldn't want to give up that much to have to get them.
That's not true. Would there have to be
multiple teams involved?
I would hate to disagree with Marty because he's the world's nicest person. He's not here to defend himself.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. I do it all the time.
You know, the reason I disagree with Marty on this one is that, you know, maybe Buffalo would look at it that way. Like, we need a billion assets, okay? The thing is, what's the market, okay? I think the market would be robust for Eichel. He's a top player. He's a good player. I mean, that's all you need to say. He's a good player. I think, and he's a center who can play number one center. How many, like, look at Dubois. I mean, those guys don't become available. Here's the problem, guys. Number one is if Buffalo's trading him this offseason, it's because he wants a change and they want a change. It's not an easy position to deal from. Number two, okay, there's going to be a lot of interest, but how many teams are really going to be able to do what the Sabres want? It'll be a bit more limited. Do you get three or four teams that really want Jack Eichel? I think yes. But I don't think – I think Marty's right in that the Sabres will ask for a lot, but I don't think it's prohibitive in the sense that there isn't anyone who can do it. I think you can make – the team I would look at first is the Rangers.
Absolutely.
I think the Rangers can make
– Rangers in L.A. for me would make the most sense.
Well, there you go. Like, and I think both those teams could make deals with Buffalo that would make you say – maybe we didn't get the best player in return because Eichel is probably the best player in the deal.
He's going to be the best player in the deal
but
if there was a deal.
You get something and maybe and probably more than one thing that you're excited about. You're not trading a guy who's non-restricted free agent. You're trading a guy who's got several years left in his contract. So
look at Columbus and Roslovic. Yeah. Look at Columbus and Roslovic.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is you go back to the last player that had real, real interest in him. And that GM sat on this player, knew that he was going to trade him, but sat on this player for a very long time.
Talking Colorado and Duchesne?
Yeah, absolutely.
But also we saw Dubois and Columbus. He got his way out of there fast.
Yes.
It's an off-season deal, a draft deal to me.
Yes, it's a draft deal, no question. But you look at the assets that Colorado and Joe Sakic got back for Duchesne. It was lion's share, I think. You know, but there was also multiple teams involved in that deal.
Well, multiple teams involved to get the deal done. You know, to be honest, like. Andrew, like if you're the Rangers and you're the Kings and you wanted to do it, you probably could do it now.
There's one more team I forgot to mention. The Hawks.
The Hawks aren't as deep as those other two teams are. But I have no doubt.
I'm taking Patty Kane in that deal. He's coming.
That would be something.
I'm not one for one. Well, I'm getting more, but I'm taking Kane, and that's going to be part of the thing that sweetens the whole thing is Kane's coming back to Buffalo. That's going to ease the pain a little bit.
I got to tell you, weird things have happened in the world. I just don't see Chicago trading Patrick Kane. He's having a great year.
You know, that's twice now you've upset me.
If you have a team that's going to go after Jack Eichel, it's going to be the Rangers because they have the young assets to do it right now.
I'll tell you this. I do think if Buffalo wanted to do it and the Rangers wanted to do it, if Buffalo wanted to do it and the Kings wanted to do it, they could do it now.
Elliot Friedman joining us here. Not a discussion I thought we'd have today, but it's interesting. Look, you have a star player that can get you. You have a superstar player that would get you a lot in return. I think you always have to consider, especially if you're not winning, you always have to consider these things. How do you make these teams better? What about Sam Reinhart? 1 year deal. In your opinion, is he back next year? Is he a guy that you could see being moved this year or next year?
I would just say, Andrew, that if this doesn't get better, like you guys played, you guys know how the league works, okay? And I always defer to guys who've been through it like yourselves. When you have a year like this, you know that nothing is sacred, right? Am I wrong?
Years like this, yeah.
Craig, yeah. Am I wrong?
Not wrong at all.
So that's the way I would answer all these questions, is that if this doesn't turn around and the Sabres don't get back into the race or back into the playoff position, what would be sacred?
You're going to have a lot of players in that situation, though. You know, Rasmus Ristolainen's been here for how many years now? Seven years, 8 years. I mean, if they don't turn things around, I mean, at some point you're just going to have players that are going to be like, I can't do this anymore. And a fresh start.
And the franchise will feel the same way. The franchise will say, this hasn't worked and we have to do something.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you don't think that you can win with guys that are making, you know, $10 million and Sam Reinhart's making $5.25 million, but he's going to be a restricted free agent for 1 year, but I mean, he's going to garner a lot of money. Rasmus Ristolainen's got 2 years, one more year after this year on his deal. He's going to make a lot more money than what he's making.
Elliot,
that's a guy I think who needs a fresh start too, Ristolainen.
And he's been our best player.
Yeah. You know, like
you're like, over three now.
What's that?
That's three strikes for you today.
Sorry. Like, and I'm not knocking Ristolainen in any way. I think I don't like how much of a punching bag that guy's become on the internet. Cause I think like, it shows to me like that, like every time I watch him, he looks like a guy who really cares and wants to do right.
I don't want to get rid of him.
Yeah,
but he does care. I believe, you know, one thing that gets overlooked with him is that he hates losing. He hates losing more than anybody else on this team. Mm-hmm. And he hated losing. That's what everyone loved about him when he was drafted. I remember I was doing this back when he was drafted and they're like, this guy hates to lose. He is the ultimate competitor. Let's get rid of him.
Yeah, I understand. I could see a situation where if this doesn't get better, that the organization and the players all kind of look at each other and say, you know, maybe we have to start over again. Yeah.
Is there even going to be a draft this year?
This is like, there's a big push to move it, a huge push. And the teams are really, really grinding for it. You know, it's supposed to happen in July. They want it moved back to December or January. There was one proposal on the table to have two in June 2022 in Montreal, like one first round one day, second round next day, a few days off, then first round, then second round, like do two of them. I don't know. Like, I do think, from what I understand, the teams want it December, January, because they think it's too much to do two drafts at once. Here's the problem, guys, is that the NHLPA has to agree on this. And there are agents who've told me that they don't think it's right that the top prospects don't get a chance to compete for their teams next year. So I've had a few people tell me that they see as a compromise, if we get to this point, one round this year and then everything else gets pushed back. We'll see.
Some teams need some cheap labor next year, eh, Elliot?
Like,
we gotta get an 18-year-old. We only gotta pay him $800,000. We gotta have this draft.
You're like a true union man, Andrew. But if you're Owen Power and you could be the kid at the University of Michigan who could be the number one pick, someone made a good point to me. Why shouldn't you get a chance to play in the NHL next year?
I've seen him play a couple of times on TV. He's pretty unbelievable. He's huge. Oh my God. He's
6'5", right? 6'5", like
220 something.
15 already.
Yeah.
So why shouldn't he get a chance to play in the league next year? I think that's a fair comment. I got no problem with that.
Well, great stuff today, Elliot. Thank you for your time. It's not as uplifting as usual. I mean, it's just, listen, I don't want to be talking about this. I want to be talking about a team that's successful. The players that we have are performing. The guys that we're paying are our best players. Like, that's what you want to hear. Yeah. I want to hear, you know, Skinner has 4 or 5 goals already this year. Jack's got 15 points, 6 goals. You know, that this is not the case. I'm just saying I wish this, you know, that's what I want to be talking about, but we're not. So, and we're not every, well, last year, you know, Jack was, if this team squeaks in the playoff last year, you cannot argue that he's the Hart Trophy winner.
I'll tell you this. I think it would have been so good for the group too. Like, just to understand, just to be in that environment where you're playing games that are, even though technically it wasn't the playoffs, they're playoff games.
Yeah, but you think about this too. They finished 1 point back, I think, of Montreal. And that the game that was canceled, the first game that was canceled was Montreal for them.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember leading up to that, we were thinking this game can't be canceled because this is like that must-win game. We're scoreboard watching. At that point, teams are starting to leapfrog, and you got the 4 or 5 teams that are vying for the wild card spots, and you're just kind of like, the Sabres are they're not in it, but they're not dead yet. And that would have been a pivotal game. And yeah. So anyway, it's just sucks that we're talking about it. Thanks for your time today, Elliot.
All right, guys. Have a great day. And Craig, I made sure no product, man. I come on this show au naturel.
I love it. I love it. Just hair.
I didn't even notice.
Dryer.
I just, when I saw you come on today, I just saw a number 32 in your face. I was just hoping, why couldn't you go 32? you addressed your American viewers as 31. And good for you. They want more from the U.S. side. So, you know what? You got your work cut out for you, Elliot.
I do. But that means people are reading, so I appreciate it.
My point that I made, though, just so it stays fresh in your head, is it's kind of timeless.
Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you. So what Andrew is talking about was the comment he made last week about Malkin and Crosby seeing Tom Brady win somewhere else. I almost don't want to throw it out there, Andrew. I actually like to talk to those guys about it.
Well, can you get me a Sid stick?
I'll ask him. I'll say, by the
way,
I'm going to tell you something.
Okay. So I don't know if this is a true story, but I asked somebody, that's a terrible way to start a story, but I asked somebody.
Doug McClain. No, I'm not telling you it's true. I'm telling you what I heard.
This involves me and Crosby. So I asked somebody if they could ask Sidney Crosby for a stick. And I don't know if this is true or not, or if he just said it because he didn't want to ask him. But he said, Crosby said no because you chirped him his rookie year. And I said, that's better than even getting a stick. I said, the fact that he even remembers me sorry, Brody, we can't get a Crosby stick because Sid doesn't like dad.
You know what? If I ever get a chance to talk, I'll make you this promise. The next time I talk to him, I will ask him if that's true.
Yes, I would like to know. And I'd like to.
And I will add to that, Elliot.
Yes.
I want a Sidney Crosby signed stick.
Oh, by the way,
okay, I'm not joking either.
I've got 5 minutes with you. Here's question number one. Do you refuse a stick to Andrew Peters because he chirped you on ice? And by the way, the second question is, can Craig have a stick?
And that third question, call 803-0550 Monday to Friday between 10 and noon. The guys would love, area code 716. The guys would love to hear from you, Sid. He's my I hated him. I hated him when he came in the league because he was easy to hate. Yeah. He was easy to hate. He whined and he was amazing. But he was amazing. And I have grown ever since that Rangers series when they lost. I think he had a wrist problem, but he was really yappy and whiny. And ever since then, he shut it off and he won 2 more cups. And I have truly grown to admire and respect his growth and his maturity and his dominance and the way he's handled everything. And I love him. I absolutely love him. And I love that he remembered me. That's all. So I just hope that story is true.
I'll try to find out.
All right.
Thanks, Elliot.
Thanks, Elliot. All right,
guys. Have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.